This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wortley. This time of year, hikers are trekking through Vermont toward the end of the Appalachian Trail in Maine. Some walk for a worthy cause, but not everyone faces the obstacles that Phil Valentine has overcome. The Connecticut man is recovering from alcohol and drug addiction, and he's beating cancer. Charlotte Albright caught up with him at the King Arthur Cafe in Norwich.
Taking his seat in the crowded cafe, a tall, skinny, middle-aged man in a blue T-shirt and shorts marvels at how each serving of gourmet coffee leaves the perfect amount of room for milk.
They got exactly the same amount in each cup. They left a lot of room for milk and sugar.
Appalachian Trail hiker Phil Valentine is used to starting each day making new friends, as he is doing here, but his breakfast menu rarely includes flaky pastry fresh from an oven.
You have this camaraderie, but when you're in a setting like this with like hot coffee and running water and fresh breads and, oh my God, it gets me really excited. I don't see that a lot on the trail.
What he has seen are bears and fellow hikers who became instant friends. When Valentine started, he was 50 pounds heavier with high blood pressure and his weak right knee clicked. So his trail name is Right Click. He remembers the first day of his odyssey. After taking a leave of absence from his job directing the Connecticut Community for Addiction and Recovery, it was March 19th, cold, raining, and windy.
And my friend Neil from Georgia, who runs a similar organization as I do, she brought me up there. We walked the 0.9 miles up there. I walked back to the parking lot, put on my pack. She drove away, and I went, oh, dear. Oh, my God, what do I do now? And I guess the only thing I could do was walk.
He checks his well-worn map to double-check his progress so far.
1,747.1 miles. I can't even believe I'd done that either.
And unlike some other hikers he's met, he's done it cold sober. Valentine kicked his cocaine and drinking habit 27 years ago, but the trail has tested that resolve as other hikers offered him alcohol or pot. He says if he took even a sip or a whiff, the better life he has built for himself, his wife, and their five kids would end in a flash. He's taking this trip, he says, to show himself and others that addiction and cancer survivors can scale new heights.
It was really a calling as I was healing from the treatment of, from cancer to walk the Appalachian Trail. And my first response was, the whole thing? And it was, yes.
There were times when he felt stupid, fighting heat and pain and fatigue. But now that he's 444 miles from the endpoint, atop Maine's Mount Katahdin, he says he's never felt mentally or physically stronger, and he's thrown away his blood pressure and cholesterol pills.
And here I made it all the way to the end of Vermont. It's hard to believe.
A lot of 12-step recovery programs insist on anonymity. Valentine's very public odyssey brings the recovery process out of the shadows and into the sun, or on harder days, through a storm. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.